Hey, what's up, good people? This is your friend, your brother, your pal, maybe even your nephew or your cousin. It's Pastor Pollard. Look, welcome to Real Talk Faith Walk. Listen, this segment here is going to be a little funny because we're still getting used to everything. We're still getting used to the audio, trying to get the mics and stuff together, and also trying to remotely record both me and my co-host, Apostle Timothy Walton. So it's going to be a little funny, but I still want you to listen. You know, I still want you to get something from it. We're going to talk about what we're going to be dealing with in these segments coming forth, the upcoming episodes and stuff like that. But yeah, man, it's some funny edits, but I put it up here anyway because some stuff you just can't re-record because it's so real. So sit back, enjoy. We're going to walk this thing out and we're going to have real talk.
Reason for this episode right here is to introduce my co-host. I've been talking about it for a while, and he's finally joined. And then with none other than Apostle Timothy Reginald Walton. Go ahead and say hi to the people.
God bless you, everybody. God bless you. How are you? God bless you, Pastor Monk. Thank you for having me as your co-host on this show.
Just go ahead and talk about, basically what we're going to be talking about, the segments we're going to be talking about, the things we're going to dive into going forward.
Well, I believe that we're going to be talking about life segments as far as inside the church and outside the church, like everyday life. I think the church needs to begin to talk about issues concerning our lifestyle, concerning our natural life, not just our spiritual life, but also our natural life, about family, marriages, being saved, being delivered, things such as that right there.
I totally agree. So listen, everybody, if you want, tag somebody, share with a friend, share with a family member, whoever it may be, that you believe may need a word. They may be searching for something. They want it real. They want it wrong. This is the podcast for that. This is the where you want to do. These are the episodes that you want to hear.
Amen.
We want to thank you all for tuning in. We want to thank everybody that's added the podcast to their playlist. And listen, stay tuned, man. We got some powerful things coming your way.
Amen.
We want to thank you all again for tuning in. We bless you. We pray that you have a safe and joy-filled holiday. And stick with us. This thing's going to be great.
I'm looking forward to it. I'm excited about what God's getting ready to do. And I'm excited for God leading you in this direction, Pastor Monk, to start your adventure off, you know, as far as in the body of Christ. I believe, you know, through your intelligence, your integrity, that God has a greater anointing on your life. So I'm excited about what God's getting ready to do this thing here.
Okay, so anyway, so I had a little technical difficulties, but I was saying there's a lot of times where there are people that come to church and, you know, they don't want to hear, they don't want to always hear thee, thou, though.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mm-hmm. They want to hear, you know, talk to me real, give it to me raw and tell me what you've been through. You know, you can't really give a testimony without going through a test. Everybody know that.
Mm-hmm.
But, it's too often that preachers or modern day preachers now, they act as if they never fail, you know.
Right.
We've all fallen short of the glory of God.
Mm-hmm.
And, I just believe that there's a few of us that are willing to address it. There's a few of us that's willing to talk about it and, you know, actually put it out there on the forefront to save somebody else's life.
Mm-hmm. You know, ironically, I'm glad you said that because even, you know, as a pastor of the church, you know, like I said, we need to come outside of the collar, the robes. You know, even when I was going through a trial one time and people never, and I was going through something, I didn't know where these issues was coming from in my life. And I didn't want to hear a preacher say, God's going to take care of it. God sees it. I understand God sees it. God knows it. But I want you to come out of your collar, talk to me as a man, you know, because a lot of times we as pastors or leaders, we don't talk to people as men. We always, and I'm not knocking God because God is in everything, but the principle is that we, you know, we shield God but we're not talking as humans. You know, I don't want to hear a pastor say, you know, bishop or Timothy, you know, bishop, apostle. I want to call me Timothy. That's who I am, you know, as a human being. So, you know, we could talk more about that, though. That's one of the segments, you know, that I believe that can come out, because we have stuff in us that we don't know what's in us until it come out.
Right. I can totally agree with that. And I think that'd be a great segment.
Mm-hmm.
I will say that there will be a lot of people that's not going to like the things that will be said on this podcast. But as I said in the intro, it's very, very necessary.
Yes, it is. It's very necessary. Very. And I believe we as a body of Christ have to, you know, when Paul said, you know, as to the Greek, I become a Greek, you know. So sometimes we have to come down to the level, you know, and get a point across, you know, what, you know, we look at psychiatrists and all that. And, you know, they try to look into our history and, you know, why we do or act the way we act. But we don't do that in the body of Christ. We go to counseling, you know, they always say, well, you know, God this and God that. You know, sometimes people just want to hear the facts of what's really going on.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I think that was a good intro.
Yes.
First episode. We want to thank you guys for tuning in. Again, this is Real Talk, Faith Walk. We real talking and we faith walking. That's all we know how to do. Join us tomorrow. The subject will be childhood trauma in relationships, where we want to dive into how the traumatic events that transpire in your childhood can affect you as an adult, you know, in love, in life, in work, whatever it may be. So I think you really want to come back and check that out.
Amen.
All right. We're signing off.
See you then.